Beyond the Here and Now. This is the show that'll take you a moment to wrap your heads around new thought, new thinking, new ideologies, and you've been taught to think and to believe about yourself, the world around you, and your place in it. Today's topic, we're going to talk about the current events around CV-19 and the world pandemic as we see it. Now, I want to explain, this is not about an opinion. My show gets rid of myths and misconceptions, which is the purpose. So anything you hear me say is not a belief or a theory. The universe has had to beat me over the head 50 million times before I would really even say it. I usually research something for about 5 years prior to, in depth, meticulously, before I even present it on an air or on the air or a show or a workshop or lecture. It's important because of the misinformation and the misguided or misaligned thinking that the entire populace is now seeing. Now, this is important for you to understand. I'm going to take you back just a little bit. In the year 2010, that fall, I was asked to do a talk or a workshop, actually two of them, on a specific metaphysical spiritual conference. And it was going to be on a cruise line with illustrious speakers. I was honored to be asked to do so. My talk was about the spiritual, mental, and physical values of these major changes that were coming to our world and the earth. Now, the speakers at the time were brilliant. Danyon Brinkley, Dr. Carl Johan Kalaman, Dr. Richard Hoagland, many, many more. And there was an audience of about over 200 some people, 220 or so, that was just specifically for 7 days on this particular cruise. They could seek out any workshop they wanted during that time. And also, I was doing, and other people were as well, psychic readings or healings or whatever during that week, a beautiful spiritual weekend. And I was asked in October. And so right around that month, it was going to be happening in March, at that month I was guided to look into or to watch a specific video. Now, before I hit the internet, whether it's the web or YouTube or anything else, I always ask to be guided because there's so much garbage and a lot of crap out there. So to avoid that, I like to be drawn, guided straight to the material that is valid. And you have to always remember to use discernment, great discernment. So I was guided to a 3-hour interview. And I watched this gentleman talk about the behind-the-scenes situations that he had been going through for many, many years, decades that he'd been involved with. And I found them quite interesting, even found two guests for my show from that. But the first listen, I always listen totally, all full consciousness, concentration. And then I will listen again and again and again throughout the month. And there's a reason for that. I'm always gleaning more data, more information, more discernment. Well, the night before, that end of that month, the night before I was, or actually the beginning of the month, that I was supposed to go on that cruise, I was packing. And even that night, I like to do something in the background at the same time. I am still listening in the background as I packed, 2 a.m, I was busy, to go on the ship or to board the next morning. Well, it wasn't the morning that we boarded. It was by 5 o'clock, you know how it is sometimes on a cruise. But we were all given that moment in time, and we all were given our 23 other speakers or so. We were given our 5 minutes to introduce what we're going to be doing to the audience that we can, again, the audience can pick and choose. The next morning were the first time the workshops were supposed to begin. And I thought, well, I'm going to be give my respect to Dr. Carl Johan Kalaman because he was on my show as a guest, and his workshop was before mine, so it was easy. I dressed for the moment for the meeting, and I thought, I just want some, you know, eggs, veggies, something just for the morning to keep calm. Well, if anybody's ever been on a cruise ship or knows, 5,000 hungry people at the same time, what can I say? All the tables are filled. They're there at 6 a.m. There's a line, normally. Now, there's 17 restaurants on this cruise ship, and I didn't know where I was. You don't know your bearings until you've been on there a little bit. So I just went to one, and I thought, okay, I'll go here. And I couldn't believe it. Lo and behold, there was a blank table. I couldn't believe a vacant table. I thought, oh, yeah, just so I could collect my thoughts and a bit of serenity and a moment to collect after the intensity of the week for preparation and all that, getting there. So I found it. I couldn't believe it. Put my tray down, and I thought, oh, wow. And this lovely young older couple was at the adjacent table, and they kept staring up at me. And I thought, what's going on with that? And I didn't say, I said, excuse me, can you tell me where the silverware is? And the lady said, oh, yes, dear, it's in the basket in the center of the room there, wrapped in a napkin. I thought, okay, I got it, and came back, and they were still looking up and smiling at me. And as I stopped and I turned, I said, they asked, are you going to some sort of spiritual, metaphysical meeting on board or conference? We just heard from the concierge. And I said, why, yes, I am, but excuse me, your face is familiar. May I ask your name? And he told me the name. It was exactly the man that I had been watching for 1 month in the 3-hour, two-part interview. I thought, oh my goodness. He said, please join us. So during the week, I was so busy, two workshops plus tons of readings. I was running bell to bell, 7 in the morning to 1 in the night. It was just crazy, thankful, but crazy doing service. But it was interesting because I only got 3 dinners and 2 lunches. And this is where their food is free, right? All of them, except for one, were with this couple. And so during that time, I would go through and glean as much information, because I won't put anything on my show unless it's confirmed. And I would ask, so what about this? What about that? Well, he was an ex-elite whistleblower. And during the discourse, he said, Antonia, he said, you do know about the Georgia Guidestones? I said, well, yes, yes, I do. And so he said, well, you do know they're serious about it. Remember, he said, I was in on all the meetings for years. He said, they want to get the population down to 500 million. That's manageable for them. And he said, you know, we're creating all these viruses, but it's not killing enough people. He said, so they're still creating more. He said, in fact, we've got a big one planned for China. And he went on to tell more things. During the week, I learned a lot, confirmed a lot more detail about that. But as we speak today, that was, to let you know, in March of 2011. That was also the week of Fukushima, the big earthquake, and the spill of the nuclear weaponry, of the nuclear plant at that time at Fukushima. So you see today, while I'm bringing this up, this man who was in on those meetings for all those years told me in 2011 they had a big one planned for China. So you understand that I've learned through the many years of studying that sort of portion of the world, it's a part of our reality. And so it's not to just ignore it. It's a part of our reality. But remember, you always have a choice of how you react. Knowledge is always going to be power. And you can either fight them, and that would be ridiculous, or you can protest, and that's another way. But protests don't work, and they know this, sociologists know this. It just blows off steam. There is a way to do it, though, and that's to see the overall perspective and the overarching issues that come about, how best to handle it in the highest way for all involved. And that's the direction you want to go, the more spiritual angle. One way is handling it physically. I'm going to beat him up. The second way would be to, mentally be either scared by it, frightened by it, abhorred by it. Or the highest perspective, what am I to learn? How can I best handle this? How can I grow and inspire all of mankind, the collective, to do the same? That is the measure we should take in every single step of our lives. But rarely are we taught or know how. So what ends up happening is, in this current light of the world and that discernment, we want to realize that this goes on politically often when they create and start wars, and they do. And that would be the elite and those that control them or are in charge. And this has been for hundreds of years. And so you saw the middle class was wiped out in 2008. That contrived financial collapse. And you have to remember back to 1929 with the Great Depression. All started and contrived. In fact, we can take and base it on facts, not conjecture, no conspiracy theories. They even started every war for their benefit. And do you understand that's a different mindset? But do understand something. Those two are your brothers and sisters that are part of this collective. They too must evolve at their own time, in their own pace, in their own way. I am not condoning anything that they are doing What I am saying is there is a consequence, even though they are feeling that they have no consequence. But what I notice, they do have a code that they automatically use. And that code for them is this. They always put their plans in plain sight. Interesting. And their patience is greater than most of our own. It's years. So remember, the word conspiracy theory was coined by the CIA in 1967 when someone found out about a covert operation and was going to tell other people, and to dissuade that or stop that from happening, telling the truth to others that this was going on, they coined the term conspiracy theory, made the guy look like a nut job so no one would believe it, and continued their covert operation and many more, as they always do. So it's sad to see that a group of our collective still feels this way about the population. It's sad to see that they have lost or are so misaligned that they cannot see. Remember, there's no compassion. There's no empathy. There's only aggrandizement. And they have fallen in love with the idea of power, domination, control, and greed. So now you see, this is all before you at this time in your life. All these events, if we looked at it in the advanced astrological way, this period is to teach humankind by pulling down the veil of what they thought or what they believe, so they can see what's been going on behind the scenes, the truth. So as we continue to rise in our evolution, and we are doing it quickly, these events are taking us quickly there. As we see and watch, we will not ever allow any of this despicable behavior, heinous plans, to ever happen on the planet ever again. Edgar Cayce talks about three times many souls came and we promised to spiritualize Earth. Three times we missed. Cayce states, this time we'll make it. When I say spiritualize, it means to take the highest perspectives on a soul level about each and everything you do. They're not expecting sainthood. They're expecting compassion, love, the energy of care, and compliance to the earth as our, how can I say it, as a sentient being as well, to be highly respected as we respect one another, as a divine cosmos does. Whatever your belief system is, fine. They all converge to one, to love one another and respect the divine, God, creator, source, force, all that is, all that I am. So it's important that you recognize this contrivance has gone on. So now you have to realize it's been doing this for years and it works. The head of one of the TV stations back in the 50s said, the head of programming said, when everyone believes what we put up is the truth and all the truth is a lie, we've done our job. Now you see, the word programming had a purpose. Now understand, the collective will fall like lemmings for what everybody's doing. Everybody's screaming, all of a sudden, most people scream. That shouldn't be you. You have a choice how you react. What you have to do is step back instead of pulling in and being subjective. Be objective. Look at the entire scene around you. What is being accomplished through this? What happens? This, have you ever seen any time in history that the entire world was sequestered? The entire world has been held down, no movement. The entire world will be put into a financial strain. So what is the purpose? So you have ways to look at this event, so to speak, this CV19 event of 2020. You can look at it and say, okay, what can we do to prevent? Oh my God, we have to stop spreading. Oh, we have to do this. Or you can look at it in the 4D level of understanding. Oh, it's a hoax. Let me see what we're going to do, and let's get back at those guys. Well, that's a way. Or you can do the higher perspective. What am I to learn from this? How is the universe going to use this event as a way to propel us forward with strength? There's an old movie that's coming to mind now. It's called Starman with Jeff Bridges. And he's an alien that takes the form of human body. And he goes through and he's studying. He's trying to get back so he can be saved from his ship by his civilization. His ship was in disrepair, so someone is helping him do so. But in the way, I guess it took a while and through a myriad of events, someone asked him, "What did you learn about humans while you were around us?" He said, "I learned that humans are best when things are at their worst." Do you understand? This is Beyond the Here and Now. I'm your host, Antonia Lau, and today's topic, we're going to talk about how to handle the physical, the spiritual, and the mental components of this current event of CV-19. I want to welcome and open my guest, Carrie Kira Starr Ellis. Thank you, Carrie, for being with us today. How are you?
Good, Antonia. Great to be with you here, and I love everything you said. It's really, really well said, beautiful. Great way of, you're such a great sir and transmitter of information that you feel on all these levels, and very beautiful.
Thank
so
you.
I will say, in response to what you just said,
yes,
I may have a slightly unstable internet connection, so I hope I'm coming through okay.
We'll do
it. Of course, we're talking in high frequency too, which then affects it as well.
Correct.
But I will say, we are here to change the world, and we're not alone.
Bingo.
And yeah, I'm author of a book called 21st Century Superhuman Quantum Lifestyle, of several books, actually. And we, as 21st century superhumans, are here to change the world. We're here to know in our minds and our hearts that we literally affect this world, this dimension, with our thoughts and with our heart intention, with our emotion. So it's really important to, we always say, breathe, smile, yeah, and love, because that changes our neurobiology in the midst of all of this. It's such a simple prescription. And I think always good to use that for starters.
It's interesting. I always say for years now, always stay in the calm eye of the storm. Mm. And people have to recognize, because fear blocks the needed and necessary intuition and reason that
yes,
you need.
Yes.
So you can't go there. Even if everybody else is, your job is to make a choice, because fear is yes, an emotion one chooses, just like any other emotion. So I always like to stay, in that, again, that eye of the storm. And we know in the center, everything is fine and quiet in the center of any storm, hurricane or tornado. It's kind and
right,
quiet. And so, as you stated, in our own way, we have to allow that process to happen.
Yes.
Carrie, you've done a lot of work in the arena of soul growth and higher awareness. And as you said, there are many of us, or many leaders in the world, that are here to inspire. I do recognize no one person is better than another, just different. But everybody, I always like to say this, everybody we see at Walmart are our brothers and sisters we promised to inspire. So the collective is what we're here for.
Yes.
Carrie, you have a beautiful principle that I wanted you to introduce. It's something you came across in your vast studies. People have to realize we're not just studying one vein, physical,
right,
mental, spiritual. It's how all those components comes together. And
yes,
I came across something you introduced. You were teaching workshops on it for the plasma that you
right,
gained from Keshe Foundation, correct?
Right. Yes.
Can you share?
Yeah, I'm not directly connected with Keshe Foundation, although I've been a student of the Keshe teachings online, which have been humongous, like several thousand hours in the last 5 years or so. And there's really millions of people from around the world are partaking of those teachings.
Mm-hmm.
And I did travel the world. I traveled the U.S., and I was invited to South Africa, Swaziland, and I taught, actually in 2016, so quite a few years ago, the basics of the plasma technology. So what is really beautiful about the plasma technology, and we can talk about this in relationship to the CV-19,
yes,
is these are resources to help us be well, to set up a healing oasis in our home, to grow better food in our yard or wherever. They also help with energy and transportation. For instance, we have a really low electric bill at our house because we use a particular plasma unit. We use two of them in our house. They're plugged in. And so our electric bill is way lower than most people who live in the size dwelling that we do. But to come back to the physical health part of it, what is amazing about the plasma technology, and this fits right in with those layers, that we are a physical being. We are in this physical world, so we have 3D to deal with, but very much so we are a soul, and that soul and body, and between the soul and the body, there's a whole dimension of space where we can just be 3D physical, or as in we've talked about the ascension process for so long, we can begin raising the frequency of this body so that it flows in this dimension a little more easily. And those of us who live with a lot of plasma in our homes are experiencing this. A really simple, real simple demonstration of it. A friend who does a lot of work with plasma built a house in the island of Dominica for his family. And Hurricane Maria came through there a couple of years ago, literally leveled the island, took houses down to toothpicks and leveled the trees. His property was not touched. And so the birds were coming there to get, there were flowers blooming and there was trees and leaves and everything was okay. And the birds were coming there to get little berries to eat after the hurricane happened. So what this tells us is with the plasma or GANs, we are setting up fields that are beyond the matter state. And that's a quote of Mr. Keshe. So beyond the matter state is what we're doing with these plasmatic materials, although they're very simple to make in the home. They can be made from literally trash. And I've put out videos on this. I've got about 150 videos on YouTube.
Perfect.
Somebody can just look up 21st Century Superhuman and start going through my channel. They can also go to my website, is about to arise from reconstruction, but right now I have just one page up, 21stcenturysuperhuman.com. That's 21stcenturysuperhuman.com. And there's a place a person can put their email in and they can start getting notified of everything that we have coming up. Everything I'm talking about today, I have documented. There's things that they can download, ways that they can access this material. But what I'd like to really share, and I think your audience would be interested in, is Mr. Keshe, just in the last few weeks since the, and because he's been doing a lot of work in China over the last year as well, so he's very close to the Chinese population. He was close to the initiation of this virus happening.
Oh, wow.
And and there's teams of people putting this GANs making into practice all over the world. So he worked with some of the, they're called knowledge seeker students.
Oh, nice.
So the knowledge seeker students are groups of people who are really educated. They help each other learn. And so people began making this special GANs right away, which can help protect us from the virus. And it can also help us get well from the virus if someone were to get the virus.
And I do recall seeing at the very first of the huge outbreak in Wuhan, which was also, they have to know,
exactly,
it was premeditated. It was actually premeditated by the the elite. It was planted. But I remember he put out a beautiful video about one cup, one life.
Yes,
giving instructions.
Yes. Exactly. So we can talk about that today if you'd like. I can actually explain how that gets made.
Please.
And a person can make it at home. So they could actually take my instructions here. Okay. And so basically you might want to start out with something like a quart jar. I mean, I live in a small village where some of the things that are available to me are maybe an old Coke bottle that I cut off, you know.
Yes.
Plastic is okay. People always say, oh, is plastic okay? Well, plastic actually is carbon, and it actually can contribute to the GANs making process. So you don't have to worry. In fact, in a lot of instances, it's actually better than using glass. But either glass or plastic, any kind of a container. So we're not going to be picky about that. Secondly, you have to create salt water. And you can do that with the salt you buy in the grocery store. You can do it with sea salt. You can do it with Himalayan salt. You can do it with seawater. You can do it with, you want to get cleaner seawater if you can. But basically, you want about a 16% salt solution. Uh-huh. So if you have about a quart of water, that would be like a couple of tablespoons of salt. And you can stir it in, let it dissolve. If the water is warm, it will dissolve easier. Mm-hmm. Even pickling salt will work. Like pickling salt is really cheap at those little rocks of,
yes,
I think Morton puts out like a pickling salt.
Yes.
It could be water softener salt. It can be any salt. So we have salt everywhere. It's just, we're not going to also be picky about what kind of salt we get. So we make this container with salt water in it. And I always like to tell the story, when you think about making GANs, what we think of is primordial soup on the earth. There's the ocean, and it's salt water, and it's flowing with life. And it also has minerals, and it has materials that could become amino acids. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, the lightning strikes. And the lightning makes amino acids form in the water.
Like conception, you know, kind of.
Kind of like conception, yes. The immaculate conception.
Exactly.
But it's the magnetic and gravitational fields. It's the masculine and feminine.
Yes.
Coming together to really create and ignite life. Wow. So when we make a GANS formula like this, and I have diagrams that I show in some of the videos that I do, we might see all of our little molecules really close together in the 3D world, kind of touching each other. Then we're going to talk about making nano-coated copper, which goes into this process. And there, the molecules are further apart, and they become like a superconductor. And then once we get into the salt water and it helps create the GANS, we're dealing with gas in its nanoatomic state. And so then the particles are really far apart. And the way that that transmits to us, it's transmitting field strength to us. And in transmitting that field strength, it allows the fields of our body, when there's sickness in the body or unwellness or imbalance, mental, emotional, or physical,
yes,
that is held in fields. And when we start getting GANS around us in these plasma tools, I can just feel the energy flowing around me as I do this. And I hope that you can too.
Yes, yes.
Because we are plasma devices.
Yes.
And as we feel this energy flow around us, these fields, they begin balancing the fields in our body. And then
I want to give a quick example on, so people don't think that they can feel these energies. They can, but they don't realize it. If you, right, God forbid, have car trouble and you need to call AAA, but your phone died, you have to go into, right, a dumpy, divey bar at night. You've never been in that town. And you go on the floor, it smells, it's all sticky, it's dark. And you ask where the phone is. It's down by the corridor where the bathrooms are. It's smelly, and you got to use a phone, and it's all grody with crap all over it. You call AAA or whatever it is, and then you get back out. You don't wait in the bar. You think, thank you. You leave and get back in the comfort of your car. Or if you ever went to a shrine or a temple or a synagogue or a church early in the morning before nobody gets there, there's this energy of peace that eludes or oozes from the arena of the air or into a beautiful natural scene that's there. Those two energies are so different that they, yes, have to learn that they're good examples. And what you're talking about is the GANS and the plasma allows us that still flowing, even though they can't see it.
Right. Yes. And what we can do, what we do when we use this GANS, like the one cup of life that has been designed for this purpose, we literally set up an environment that the virus can't live in.
Perfect.
And so it's really like what's happening on the planet right now. There's so much light coming into the planet, yes, so many people waking up, so, yeah, many people holding love, bowing to the process of journey. We're seeing the reflection of the darkness in ourselves,
correct,
in the world, and we're dissolving that by bowing in love and to the reflection. But what is happening is we're creating a process where we say that which is not of the light dis disintegrates. Exactly. It cannot hold form anymore.
Exactly.
And so we begin seeing this existence from more than just a 3D level. We have to see it from the soul level. We have to see it from the energy. We can call it an energetic level.
Yes.
And in the plasma teachings, we talk about this as fields. And I'd call the fields are kind of between the soul and the energy and the physical. And they transmit to us better balance.
A better alignment as well.
Better alignment, yes. And it is that balance that creates a condition in which negative energy or a sickness or a dis-ease can no longer habitate.
Exactly.
So we've made our container of salt water about 16%. It should just taste nice and salty to you. Mm-hmm. If you want, don't want to even not without measuring. It just should just taste nice and salty. And then we are going to take some pieces of scrap copper. And that copper could be, if you don't have any other place to get it, maybe you can take it out of an old car. You can take it out of some wire that you found lying around somewhere that has a plastic coating on it that you can strip off. You could even take an old worn out blow dryer or you know, some electrical device that's unplugged in the house and cut those wires and then just strip the plastic off. So there's many places to find pieces of copper and they don't have to be really big. So we're going to take a couple of maybe 6-inch pieces of copper wire and they can be multi-strand or single strand. And we want to do what's called nano coating those. And there's two ways to nano coat. You could do it over the burner of a stove, hold it in a pliers, and just wave the copper back and forth over that heat until it turns kind of reddish rainbow colors. If it gets too red, it will start to melt. So there's just this point you want to get it to. And what you're doing is amplifying your nano coating. You're turning that copper into nanomaterials, and it will get a black coating on the outside of it when it cools. And you want to get that whole piece of wire nano coated. The other way to do it is with caustic, which you can buy in the hardware store. It would be like 100% lye, 100% Drano is 100% lye. Mm-hmm. So you could put even in a Ziploc bag or a plastic container, put your pieces of copper, put about a teaspoon of that lye, or you can use sodium hydroxide or potassium hydroxide. Potassium hydroxide is more common in Central America. Mm-hmm. When I'm in Costa Rica, I'm getting potassium hydroxide at the hardware store. Either one will work, or you can mix them. You can also order from Amazon. I don't know if Amazon is shipping right now, but you can order even a food grade lye. Oh, wow. And so you put a couple of teaspoons of that in a little container. It could be in a Ziploc bag. It could be in a plastic container with your copper. And then you're going to pour some hot water over it so that that copper gets clean. And then you're going to drain that caustic water off so it's just sitting in moist caustic. And over a couple of days, the reason to use the heat is because it will, you can do it in about 5 minutes. Uh-huh. If you're using the caustic, it takes a couple of days. Caustic is my favorite. I love the way it nano coats the copper. Mm-hmm. And so then once those have turned black and nano coated, you're going to rinse them off and use gloves, put plastic bags on your hands or something to protect your, you know, you don't breathe the caustic. And once those are rinsed, you're going to wrap them around a pencil and make a little coil. And then you'll have two coils. And you're going to take another piece of copper wire and put it over the top of your jar or your plastic container with the salt water. You're going to hang your two little coils from that copper wire into the salt water. And then you're going to take a piece of zinc. Zinc can be gotten from, zinc is on the outside of buckets. Mm. It can be gotten from, it can be taken out of a non-alkaline battery. You can take a non-battery apart and there's zinc inside of it. There's a lot of little videos online showing you how to do this. But it's one of the easy ways somebody could get zinc anywhere. It's part of the boating industry, kind of. If there's a boat supply, there's usually pieces of zinc around. Mm. So you put a piece of zinc in the middle, hang it in between those two nano-coated pieces of copper in the salt water. And you can, and then you can take another wire and hook it up to those and hook it up to an almost dead little AA or AAA battery and put one end on each. and you will watch these particles, these whitish, bluish particles start forming in the bottom of your salt water. Mm. And that is your GANS.
Now that takes approximately how many days to get that?
You can end up with something in about 24 hours. You can do it without a battery. And if you do it with the battery, hooking it to an almost dead little battery, mm-hmm. It really only takes a few hours.
Oh, wow.
So we're talking about this can happen really fast. If you don't have the little battery, maybe 3 days, and you'll get white, blue particles forming in the bottom of this. Yes. And then you'll also see a little, it looks almost like scum on the top of it, which is actually, remember the electricity, the ocean, the minerals. So we're making a life process. And so a little scum will form on the top of it, and that is your amino acids. Mm. So you can take a little plastic spoon and take those amino acids out and put them in another jar, and you can literally use them for nourishment. You don't consume them. We have amino acids sitting around our water station. They're in a bottle that is an amino acid plasma bottle. And so if we have food shortages, people can be fed by their GAN, and that's a whole nother subject. Let me just finish on this one cup of life. So we're making the one cup of life. There's a second cup of life. Let's just finish this. So you'll let all those little particles settle. You might get maybe a quarter inch in the bottom of that jar. Okay. And then you can use baster or pour off the salt water on top, save it in another container, and put fresh water in there. It can be well water, it can be filtered water, it can be what you've got. And you're going to do that and it will get all cloudy, and then it will settle again. And within 12 hours, 6 hours, it'll settle again, and you can pour that water off again and then refill it. What you're doing is rinsing the GANS, and you want to get it until it's kind of sweet. And if somebody's really sick, you can actually use that initial version to begin changing the fields. We're going to talk about it in this way, so we're not, stepping on any toes, of course. And so basically what we're doing is we're changing fields so this salt water that's been taken out, we could put that in a little spray bottle. We can go around and spray our house. We can spray ourselves. We can breathe it in. We can spray the whole area. Multi-purpose. You can put it in your washing machine with your clothes, and you will have plasmified clothes. Put it in there with your sheets and your towels. We don't even use soap. When we do laundry, we use a couple drops of peppermint oil, rosemary oil, and I put plasma water in always. And then we have a gray water system that runs out of our washing machine into a little garden where we have herbs growing.
Oh, nice.
So once you have this bottle where you've got the sweetened water, you can start consuming that a little bit. And it only takes a small amount. You can take a teaspoon of it, put it in a bigger cup of water, drink it. You can share it with your neighbors. That once you make a GANS, it's like having a mother. It's like having a sourdough mother,
exactly,
or a yeast mother, or a kombucha mama.
Yes.
Any of these things, it's very similar to that. So you're just going to use the clear water off the top, and then you can keep refilling it. Ways of using this again, once you've taken the salt water out, if you were like in Wuhan, one of the things Mr. Keshe recommended in Wuhan was, because people were needing to make this really fast, because things had gotten activated over there, he said, go ahead and just take in a little bit of the salt water. And you just take a little bit, add it to a cup of pure water, and then you're getting the fields. You're getting the fields. But putting it in spray bottles, spraying the house, breathing it. Here, I've got a spray bottle. I know people aren't going to be able to see me, but I have a spray bottle here, and we just spray ourselves and we breathe it, and now I have little particles of water all over me. But
people have to realize we are not just this physical body. We are spiritual, mental, and the soul. This is our house, so to speak.
Yes. This is really going to affect the physical. I want to be clear about that, even though it's coming from a field level. And this is what we've got to start learning. Mr. Keshe is adamant about this. We need to start learning about the soul, about our higher dimensional self.
Thank you.
It is really integrated here as well as our physical 3D self. And we need to quit fearing death. I'll just bingo that out there.
There is, go ahead. I'm just going to say, Casey says there is no death.
Yes,
what happens is there's birth into the physical and birth into the spiritual. We have one soul that lives forever.
Yes.
And it's not a belief or a theory. We keep getting into these cute bodies, nationalities, genders, religions. We've been everything. And that's what we're going, but it's for soul growth. This is Earth School 101, I like to call it. And on that thought about their fear, we talked about it a little bit, but I want them to understand this particular virus that's going around. Viruses always morph. You can tell it's synthetic because there's no nasal sinus. It's just the throat. It keeps trying to cover the windpipe. The amount of phlegm thickness is unusual. The viscosity is intensity.
Yes.
But it could all be rectified, as they finally realize how I did it, literally with vitamin C, by alkalizing the body, by using plasma.
Yes.
And what I want them to understand is to look, pay attention to the man behind the curtain.
Yes.
When they have this much distraction going on in the world, you must understand there's a greater plan that they've got you focused for. And people don't realize this
is
another show to talk about. But in the U.S. this week, because everybody was so distracted, they passed the law to allow 5G to be started to place. And no one knew. No one talked about it. It was just passed underneath, let alone the new monetary systems that are going to be flourishing because of this financial debacle that they've created intentionally. They want only their Bitcoin, only theirs, only their monetary system, and the digital currencies. So people, it's not a conspiracy theory. These are all, they have long plans, and we keep falling for them. So with this perspective, people, even with the GANs, they can learn to reach a higher perspective. You're not just this body. There's more to life than news, weather, and sports, I've always said. And people have to recognize this. So I'm getting goosebumps as I'm talking about this, but it's important that people understand we are growing. We will be able to sense, feel, hear all our brethren on the planet, not only our humankind, but the trees, the life forces that are around us, every animal, everything that has been cut off from us all this time. And this is what we're finally supposed to see, this full perspective that we've been missing. It's as if you went blinded through a room, just with tunnel vision all your life. And then you wake up to see this whole world that has existed around you all this time. And it's just our awareness that is waking up. So I want people, remember, we don't go to fear. For those that are meditators or for prayer, pray for the entire world. That collective energy helps lift the energy frame. Negative low energies are anger, the tension, when they get you to argue with one another, whether it's politically or belief systems, they do it on purpose to force you to literally divide and conquer. And so let's not do it amongst ourselves. Everybody has a right to hold an opinion, but remember, this is not an opinion on the show. What happens is I'm trying to show people metaphysically and spiritually how you should view by your free will choice, by taking this higher perspective or a big viewpoint, a vantage point that's greater than the subjective vantage point. So I want people to grow and to inspire others to do the same.
Yes.
You can't convince somebody. They'll listen and they'll watch you, though. And just by you said, your energy field will permeate and trigger theirs.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's just like people, some people see the aura, some don't. I've been seeing it since I was a kid. The whole point is you have to work to get to those awarenesses. Clean off the dross. There's many ways. And your website and the YouTube channel, 21st Century Superhuman, shows these steps of how to make the GANs, how to focus on hydroponics. I know you put one out. There's several focuses. Your book, 21st Century Superhuman, literally have been covering this. They were totally timely, you know, right when you started those, to help people, to educate them to how we can be a better humankind. We are part of the entire cosmos, and we've long forgotten that. We have to realign to back to that quality. So it's important that they recognize. In this time in my the show, I'd like to for you to give your website again so that people know.
Okay. Let me give mine. Mine is 21stcenturysuperhuman.com. And people can go there and right now sign up to be notified. And my website will be rebuilt and popping up really within days. I'd like to also mention Keshe Foundation. It's now Keshe.foundation is their website.
Okay.
And they have a wiki there, which has It explain the their wiki has a really good explanation on this one cup of life and how to make. There's also a second level of it, and let's spell it
for them too. KESHE.
Correct.
And what
foundation.
Dot foundation.
KESHE. Dot foundation. And then if they want to watch YouTube videos on it, they're called Knowledge Seekers Workshops. They can look that up on YouTube, and it would be the 319th, 320th, 321st. They're the ones, 303, so you'd put 321st Knowledge Seekers Workshop in YouTube, and that will get you to the teachings on this if you want to go follow.
So we can grow. What we're seeing is we have a chance, no matter what the world is doing. Humans have been here for a long time. We are descendants, literally, of people that survived. And the world goes through our normal, natural cycles of change. And we want, human nature tends to want, we want nice change. We want it to be nice for us. But what we're supposed to learn to do is be flexible enough to accept change with grace and grow through it, become stronger, and then help others to mitigate or navigate through the process and to rebuild with this higher perspectives always in our minds.
Yes. And we are in kind of a chaotic time, which is the great shift of the ages. It's been predicted for thousands of years. Here we are.
And we asked, people have to realize nobody forced you to be here. Souls were clamoring from all over the cosmos, asking at this time. And Casey says, every soul has a mission or a purpose that benefits many others. Not only their soul growth and to clean up their crap and garbage, but to leave the world better than when they came.
Yes. So
that's the whole focus of being here. So this collective is happening, and we will never go back the way we did ever before. Humankind is evolving finally.
And we're on a spiral.
Exactly.
Ever upward.
Wheel of 84, metaphysically, we speak of that, but that spiral, we see that the helix always going through the world, through everything we do. And so we have to realize those kind of concepts are important for them to see. And what happens is you can see it on a limited basis. You can see that as food, or you can see that as, okay, it's snack food. You have a name for it. Or you could say, oh, it's gourmet snack food. It's three levels of understanding the same thing, food, but it has a different gradient. Okay, to understand, to look at deeper, richer perspectives, or think deeper. So remember that they're doing this herd-like mentality for a reason, and unfortunately, everybody fell for it. Or not everybody, most of the population.
I know. And a lot of people are waking up in the midst of it too, I think.
That's what the point is for. So they realize that their fears were unfounded, that what we've been sharing for years and years, for decades, are for their benefit, to see this richer perspective for their benefit.
Yes.
And so they have to understand.
And remembering to breathe, smile,
enjoy,
love, and laugh.
And be kind. And you got it.
These activate our endorphins, and these help us experience this in a higher way.
Exactly. No matter what. There's always that free will choice.
Yes.
Carrie, as my gift back to you today for being my guest on the show, I'd like to share a mini reading on the air. My real reading is a 1 hour long. I can't do that, of course, on the air for you. But with a mini reading, I want to show the audience the way it should be utilized instead of the storefront gypsies. And there are grammar school psychics, kindergarten psychics, high school psychics. I'm a master psychic. I've done over 50,000 readings in my career.
Wow.
I know. I stopped counting.
I'm getting goosebumps.
My clients are celebrities, doctors, lawyers. They stay clients for years. So I'm highly respected in that level of accuracy. But the way I do it, because I'm a hard and fast skeptic, is quite different. I asked the divine universe, after studying all this, being psychic since early childhood, I asked for proof, and it began to happen. Because I'm like, this is nice, but you better prove it. I'm just that way. That academic background is important, that you keep left brain and right brain working together. And they began years ago, before the trend or the discussion. I literally see and hear the person's guide slash guardian angel. Carrie, at first that freaked me the heck out. I thought, what the? But I realized through the years that guide knows that person's life path, plan, what's going on, better than I do. So my duty in service, and this is gleaned over many lifetimes of learning this quality, is to guide them to their highest and greatest soul growth this life. They always have free will in the reading to apply the information or not. And it covers everything from world events to, I have VPs of major corporations, which I will not name, call in there before their conference. Excuse me, we have a meeting coming up. Can you? Wow. And they apply the information for years, years now. So please understand that everyone has free will to apply the information, but the mini reading, we're going to cover a specific question. I'll help you phrase it, Carrie, if you need.
Okay.
You'll be told the answer and all about it. I only use the tarot, astrology, numerology, palmistry, graphology as a third point of reference. All those sciences I know very well, but cool. I see and hear them. They know you very well, and they love us more than anybody ever will because they truly know what love is. So they're not going to share things we couldn't handle hearing. So if you will phrase a question and I will.
Yes. Okay. Thank you so much. And I welcome your input. And my question, and just to say, when you were doing your introduction at the beginning of the show, I was kind of feeling like I was meeting you in our light bodies in a very high dimension. So I feel connected with you there. So I'm just getting ready to do the launch of the third edition of my books, 21st Century Superhuman, Quantum Lifestyle. There's four books, Shift of the Ages, Body, Mind, and Spirit. And it is now coming out with audio. It's also coming out in Spanish.
Nice.
My wonderful husband has a great voice. He's the narrator, and he's also translating into Spanish. So very exciting. But I would just like to see this kind of falling like the leaves of autumn everywhere on the planet, and people being able to pick it up and feel it's being called one of the most important books on the planet and guidebook for these times. And I know people don't really consume books so much these days, you know, so having an audiobook will be better, but it'll be ebook form, and it already has been out for several years, but this is the launch of the third edition. Updates, new covers. It's so amazing. It's really, really beautiful.
So and, you're wondering if it's going to land to the success level you'd like to see, right?
Yes. This was a download. This was a download of source of greater mind, you know.
Your guide was there with you?
Yes.
What I want to do is your guide was there, they gave you, and you heard and acted on it, which is the key. We always have to take action. But I'm going to suggest you phrase a question this way, non-verbally. Okay. To the divine universe, God, creator, in your own way, with love and respect always to them. And I will take a deep breath as you inhale really deeply, connecting to the divine. Let it out super slow through your mouth. Okay, and one more, just inhale. And I'm suggesting this question non-verbally to God, creator, and your guide. Will this third launch meet the success levels you'd like to see between now and, let's say, the end of this year or the next 2 years? What would you like?
Yes.
Okay.
End of this year, I think.
Perfect. And the end of the year, will it find the success levels? And you're realistic, so you're thinking of those levels. Feel how happy inside that would make you. That came to pass. And please say stop shuffling whenever your heart says stop, Carrie.
Okay. Stop shuffling.
1 second. Remember, for everybody out there, this is as a third point of reference only. When used properly in the highest way, this was a science to open the pineal gland or third eye to the divine universe. And this is just stuck, and I still see in here, I just like at least 3 points going on. Clairvoyant, clairaudient, in fact, all the clairs, I always say. But this is a third point of factor. You may open your eyes. I'm sorry. The answer, I'm excited for you. The answer is a definite yes. More than that, it shows me you're capitalizing because you're doing it and using it for something or funding something in your community, by the way. And it shows me I'm excited for you. I'm goosebumps all over the place. Mm-hmm. Not only is it yes, the money is coming from the divine universe for you.
Wow.
You understand? I'm just going to suggest with these times coming, people have to realize this is serious. We will never see the world the way it is now. It will totally change. They need this material from the 21st Century Superhuman series to achieve what they want. They're easy read. They're literally the audio, whether they take it that way, goosebumps. It shows me that your attitude or approaches, you started to expand your thinking about how you can put this out there. How you can put them out. They said they're giving you more ideas about that. Don't keep a narrow focus, otherwise it narrows what comes. Keep expanding to let the universe flood it through.
Okay.
It shows me, watch out for some gentleman trying to deceive you about what will happen or what won't happen. He's not telling you the truth, so you'll bypass that. You won't listen. Everybody that is successful was told by everybody else they weren't going to make it. Don't do that. It also should be on the pathway you're headed, Carrie, It shows me, the divine universe is showing me, you're going to end up adding classes or workshops that could be gone online from this series, and you're booking them through webinars. It shows me you have the love and support of your hubby, your husband. Believe it or not, and showing you care. Between now and the end of the year, the answer not only is yes, you're going to receive by the end of the year, they said the month of February into 2021, here a new download of more information to move forward. It does show me there's a tendency in the past, in the last few weeks, a little self-sabotaging behavior patterns of when you don't know or what you think it's going to go. But remember, it's a cascade, like when we pour water into a vessel. You mm-hmm. want it to just pour and flow throughout and cover the world. And literally this is hands-on. So if instead of buying garbage and video games, get the series, 21st Century Superhuman. They're easy to adapt, easy to read, whether it's through the Audible or, and now it's in Spanish as well. It can circumvent, but I'm not kidding. I wouldn't do that to you, but on the path where you're headed, the answer is a definite yes. So even your outlay is going to be beneficial to you.
Thank you.
Well, Carrie, I want to thank you very, very much for coming on today. I want to let the audience know they can reach me and more information about me at antonialau.org, A-N-T-O-N-I-A, Lau, L-A-U.org, or you can write info@antonialau.org for more information about my work if you would like a reading or more information. But the website encompasses all these great changes and the truth, not the disinfo that you've been getting. So if you want to be more informed, I would suggest doing so. I want to thank you, Carrie, for being with us.
Thank you, Antonia. So great to be here with you.
And I want to wish the audience all the best. Thank you.